Welcome to the Williams Meekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, kids.
Good morning.
Oh, Monty, it's you.
Me.
I haven't had a chance to get that information to my friend. I am so swamped with stuff. I just can't believe it.
That's okay.
But by coming Friday, at least I get an outline of what's on the different calls, and I get a summary of what's on the different calls. So when I get to my computer guy and get, you know, something downloaded so I can call in and listen, I at least know what day to go to.
Great.
You know, so. So things going good for you?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good.
Going good is correct. How are you doing?
I am just, it's harvest time, you know, and so...
Yeah.
Kind of overwhelmed, and I added, you know, to my life, in addition to this call, I added juicing and because of what a difference it made in the diabetes and a worm farm. And frankly, I really do think we're in for it, you know, financially, so I really think we should, you know, do those preparations, you know, to be able to live on a lot less.
Got that right. Good morning, everybody. From the good old state of Washington, here in the good old United States of America. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Even those of you from the far south, like Arizona, it's a pleasure to have you here with us. Don't choke on your coconut oil in your mouth or swishing while you're swishing because it's detrimental to your health. Yep, she's swishing all right. Oh, well. Well, don't laugh. Just go ahead and be miserable the rest of the day. See if I care. I'm listening to watching Mary Lou on the WebEx make some comments in the chat. It says, box, she says, stop it, you're making me laugh. Well, anyhow, here it is Monday morning, 7:02. Here?
It isn't Monday morning. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I've always thought positive, you know, and that way I've always got the rest of the week to get done what I haven't got done last week.
Oh, good idea. Okay, I'm putting you back on mute.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Sorry, I was trying to use my cell phone.
Well, and also, I need to answer your question. I just got on the internet, and that's not what we're going to talk about today. And the other thing I need to do is first is apologize to you for last Friday is that, of course, I had to go back because I wasn't on the call on Tuesday. I had to go back in and listen to Karen and Donna's call on Tuesday at allswell.org. And I also listened to that call and took some notes, and then I listened to the call I did on Friday just to kind of retake myself, I guess, a little bit. And I noticed during the call that several times there was a person that would say the word question, and I just kept right on talking and doing whatever. And I believe that was you that kept saying that question when I just said certain things. So I know of two or three times that you asked to have a question, and I totally kept talking over you because I certainly didn't hear you, so I need to apologize for that. I wasn't trying to ignore you or whoever that was.
I think it was me. I think I need to. I can't ever find the little hand to raise on my computer on my screen. I think that would be handy for me to have because I do not like interrupting.
Well, that's okay. Anytime you feel like you want to interrupt, just go ahead and do it.
Good morning. It's Nancy. But it looks
morning,
like
Nancy.
I have. It looks like I'm having trouble sitting on the... It's saying Netgear. Something about Netgear is not... let's see, Netgear is managing the device. Wonder what that means.
I don't know, but I know my Netgear that I have on my computer is my modem.
I mean, see, you're just not in control is what it means.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's time for us to get started. And so let's give Monty the mic.
Good morning, and again, thank you. I am Monty Deeds, and I share the state-of-the-art home and wellness products that help prolong life, peak energy, and repair the body naturally without any chemicals or medication. And one of the things we like try to do on this particular call, and that is our mission, is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And I think that's something that most people always do, and that no matter what their age, they'd like to have their mind and their bodies as fit as they possibly can. I'm going to go over some and review a little bit what we talked about last week. I wasn't here one particular day, but I was able to go get on the allswell.org and bring myself up to date last night. But on Monday, anyhow, Mary Lou brings us always back to the basics. She talked about water and dehydration, and the pre-wheel munch that basically if our body becomes at least 1% dehydrated, that basically our body starts to shut down in many ways. She talked about the sleep, that how our body through sleep needs to be renewed. She talks about the exercise, 30 minutes, the nutrients, and anti-inflammatory, the food. We talk about the meals, the snacks, and the journaling, which is very, very important. There was some great sharing in regards to sleep and magnetics on the call, and I didn't get into a lot of what those were, but like I said, if you want to ever go back and review the calls, you can always go to allswell.org and pull up that particular call. She talked about the new sleep mask and how important that was, and so much lighter and keeps out the dark, the light so much better, than how light disturbs our melatonin in our bodies. So we need to be in as dark of a place as we possibly can, whether we're sleeping or I would even go to say if there's anybody on the call that takes a nap during the afternoon or whatever for 20 minutes or whatever, that would also be important to have that so we can get the best results there as dark as possible. On Tuesday, Karen and Donna talked on Terrific and Transparent Tuesday. On Tuesdays is when most people come on and review and report what has happened to them over the last week and how things are going on the program. But her main discussion was basically about inflammation. And it helps. There are certain types of inflammation. There's a primary inflammation, which basically helps that our body needs in order to fight certain things and inflammation. And it keeps our immune system going. And the secondary type, though, of inflammation was chronic, and it's not, and that is when our body is basically starting to degenerate, and that our body is picking up certain diseases, and how inflammation can really be detrimental. And she found that inflammation younger on in her life was very detrimental because of her fibromyalgia. She talked about ibuprofen, that basically it's not something good to take because it can solve more problems than what it does, and it basically, anytime we take some sort of a pill, no matter what it's for, pretty much what it does is mask the problem, and that's what pretty much ibuprofen does in those particular type of things we take for when we get a joint ache or a headache or whatever, we usually grab something. She talked about omega-3s as essential helpful with inflammation. The plant enzymes are very important. She talked about how that the intestinal tract is very important and how to our immunity, and that's pretty well much from the flora and the bacteria that's in our intestines. She talked about how clean, fresh, filtered water and deep sleep are so important. Donna came on and she talked about Nikin products where they were synergistically together. She talked about probiotics and pre-probiotics and how they're so important to our body. And some of the Nikin products that are beneficial for that, of course, would be for inflammation of particular joints would be digestin, the digestive enzymes, omega, Green and DHA, Greenzymes, Body Balance, Lactoferrin, Immunity, Osteodense, and Mega Dailies are all very, very important and pretty much help fight inflation. On Wednesday, Ruth had her Idea Wednesday, and I guess that's going to start being the main subject on Wednesdays, is a great idea day. And a great way to start out with Neekin is with their nutritionals, Kenzen Essential Pack. She talked about the new pack that's coming out in regards to the essential vitamins and minerals that our body needs, which were the Bone Health Trio, the Kenzen Joint, Jade Greenzyme, Siaga, Kenzen Body Balance, and the Immunity. So we had a very good discussion in regards to that on Wednesday. She talked about something coming up with possibly a health style survey, how auto ship for that are building businesses can be basically permanent income. And once a person gets an auto ships and finds the relief they get from our particular products, that they usually stay there. On Thursday, Nancy Gilmore talked about bone health. She went over Dr. Naidu's bio, which we've come to find out that Dr. Naidu is very important man in this world, and not only in this world, but very, very important to Neekin, and allowing and to bringing his knowledge and his products to Neekin, and turning down large sums of money by other companies that wanted to take the product that he had developed, but because he believes in what Neekin is doing, on how he came to us, and there's been some great relationships formed with our leader, Ruth and Dennis, and other people within the Neekin family. Ruth talked about basically a man that had a thumb problem, and I guess the thumb was cut off and restitched, but it came back okay, but it didn't move, and by taking Osteodense, I believe it was, or Lactoferrin, that he basically got movement back into his thumb. There was a lady who had her bone snap in two, just walking down the road, and how that basically the Fosamax that a lot of people are taking for Osteodense or osteopenia are having some particular problems to it. Ruth and Mary Lou talked about their experience with Osteodense and digestion, and talked about Larry's rotator cuff problems that he had, and how by getting on the particular product, things are better. Basically, we are very fortunate to have Dr. Naidu relationship with Neekin. And on Friday, I talked pretty much about coconut water and the benefits and values of coconut water, and why I feel, because of my personal experience and the things I've read about it and the research I've done on it, the coconut water is a health tonic, and it can be very beneficial to our bodies and the things that basically it does. Today, does anybody have any comments or questions? Today I'd like to talk about a subject that basically we've kind of touched on it over the years, and I know this last week we talked about it, and so I'd just like to keep reviewing on some things that we've learned, or maybe somebody might hear something that they didn't know about certain things. And so the main topic is basically eating may be hazardous to your health. Warning labels should be placed on all junk foods. It should say that eating this product may be hazardous to your health. I know they do put that on cigarettes and everything else that the government feels is not beneficial to our body, but I think that's one of the things. And first of all, I need to tell you where I'm getting my information from. It's called the Detox Book by Dr. Bruce Fife, and I expected you probably all to think I was going to talk about something to have to do that Dr. Fife thinks about and is very important. But when I say about eating may be hazardous to your health, I don't know if some of you know Paul Bragg, PhD, ND and PhD. He's basically the person that was one of the first people to introduce health food and supplements and that sort of stuff. And that's Bragg. They're called Bragg products. They have all kinds of products that are available. Well, he did a research and He actually did a. He challenged 10 college students who were college athletes who were well fit, well muscled, and everything else in their bodies. And he challenged them to a 30-mile hike in basically Death Valley. And we all know Death Valley is located in Southern California. It's the hottest spot in North America. Sometimes the temperature gets to be 130 degrees. Anyhow, he challenged these college students, and for his 30-mile hike. So what he did, he took what most college students eat, and he put it into a van as they started on this 30-mile hike. But he only took water, and he basically was pretty well much on what a lot of us know as of a water fast. So he took all these things that these kids were eating and everything else, and of course, as he goes through the miles and they get into lunch, these kids are eating, you know, anything from the hot dogs to the soda pop to all the other chips and everything else that most college students or a lot of people eat that they think is nutritional to their body. And just to make it real quick, within 15 miles, that all of them had either thrown up, gotten sick, even passed out and done whatever because they were always drinking all these soda pops and everything else, and is what I consider to be junk food, and I'm sure most of you do too. So they all ended up having to be turned back. Several of them did, but he went on ahead with the 30-mile hike, completed the hike, turned around, stayed camped out there in Death Valley that night, and turned around and hiked back another 30 miles, and all he had was water. And basically, I think a lot of it has to do with the quality of foods we eat and why they're basically so important to our body. We know that the quality of foods we eat has a great deal to do with our health and the ability of our bodies to heal itself and to prevent disease. By refraining from consuming all potential harmful foods and eating only healthy nutrition foods, our bodies have the ability to detoxify and heal themselves. And in my mind, I've always thought that when we eat food, basically what we're doing with any kind of food we eat, that we are either detoxifying or we are putting toxins and other things within our body. So a lot of people do fast and detoxify, and Dr. Fife talks about that later, and I'm not going to talk about that today. But I do believe that the food that we put in our body is pretty well much is a way that we can detoxify. If we put in the bad stuff in, we're having particular problems. Degenerative diseases and infection illness can be prevented or healed, as well as conditions attributed to aging can be reversed. Of course, we all know that with a healthy nutritional program, you replace low-quality nutritional food, toxic-laden foods, with high-quality nutrition-dense ones. High quality is defined as those that have undergone the least amount of processing. And we all know that's true. We know the more the processed the food is, the more nutrients you're taking out of it. So that's why it's very important to eat as much natural and food that hasn't been processed much, and we all know that. The way food is grown, of course, also affects its quality. And I know this to be true, and I read that in the coconut water book, how the coconuts that basically are next to the shore line of a body of water basically has more minerals and stuff and salts and certain things in it that palm trees that grow inland further away from the ocean or water bodies of water have less amount of nutrients in it. And so it's very simple that fruits and vegetables grown in chemically fertilized soils or minerally depleted soils are less nutritional, and those grown in rich organic soils or granite-grown foods are produced in natural fertilized soils and are not contaminated by pesticides, so they are higher quality than non-organic foods. And one of the things we know about meat, and we've learned here over this call and research that's been done, that meat that we eat in our bodies, if it's grass-fed or range-free or whatever, that basically it's better off for us. It has a higher quality of minerals and other nutrients in it. And also we know that excessive or improper cooking and preparations can pretty much lower the quality of the food that we eat. There are certain foods that shouldn't be cooked for long periods of time or whatever. We also know that deep frying or frying foods actually at high temperatures actually changes the molecular structure of what it is that we're particularly frying. So what's the building blocks for the body? Well, the body is built from materials we supply it. If we eat high quality food, the body will be healthy. If we consume poor quality foods, drugs, and manufactured chemicals, our bodies are forced to use whatever substances are available to build new and maintain life. Most drugs and food additives are toxic to the body. Studies, of course, have been shown that traces of man-made chemicals can remain in body tissues for decades. And by being at that, it means that almost all of the substances that when we do eat things that aren't good for us, particularly toxins and pesticides, that they are kind of flushed from the body, but a residual is incorporated into the tissue and cells. So basically what that means is by having poor eating habits or eating wrong things, toxins in our body can pretty much build up to where we can start having problems in it. And one of the things I found out about eggs the other day, I was doing some reading, and because I'm starting to now buy organic eggs, one of the things I found out that one of the things that they put in chicken feed is arsenic. And the reason they put it in is that because it actually makes the shell harder, and that's better for transportation, so they don't have as much breakage and things like that when it's handled in the getting from the farm to the grocery store, and then the people at the grocery store handle it. I know that's kind of one of the first things my mother taught me about eggs. I always couldn't figure out when she went to buy eggs, she'd open up the carton first to look at the eggs, and I know that was why. But anyhow, they're putting arsenic into eggs to make them, into the chicken feed to make these shells harder. And I know that when I have my organic eggs, that the shell seems to crack a lot easier than it does in a normal egg that is not. We also need to have balanced nutrition. And Dr. Hippocrates, and we all know Hippocrates, and he had a famous stating that he said, "Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." The old adage of "you are what you eat" holds true, and more than most people realize. And I find that true, particularly with me. The food we eat supplies the building blocks for our cells and our tissues. The quality of food we consume determines the quality of our health. You know, long ago in Asia, you know, we've always known this, that they figured out that if people had diseases or problems, that if they just went in and changed the diet of how people ate and the types of foods they ate, that they were actually getting great results from just doing nothing more than changing the food that people put in their mouth. One of the other things we all know is malnutrition. We know that malnutrition, we know what that does. It basically, our body just basically shut down and people die from it. And because they're not eating the proper foods. One of the other things, though, I think a lot of people don't understand, and that is subclinical malnutrition. And it is a condition where a person consumes just enough essential nutrients to prevent full-blown symptoms of severe malnutrition. But the body, I want to repeat this, but the body is still nutrient deficient and prone to disease. This condition can go on indefinitely unnoticed, and particularly in our Western countries, the problem of subclinical malnutrition is an epidemic. Our foods are sadly depleted of nutrients. We eat and overeat, but we can still be malnutritioned because the food does not contain all the essential nutrients our body needs to function optimally. As a result, the body cannot fight off infection as well. The immune system is chronically depressed. Toxins build up, and disease slowly consumes the body. We are supposed to degenerate and fall apart as we get older, and we are told there is nothing we can do about it. Hooey, I don't believe that. I believe we certainly can, and so does Dr. Fife. But often medications are prescribed to mask the symptoms, but taking drugs only adds more chemical toxins to the body. Subclinical malnutrition is a major problem, as it prevents our bodies from removing toxins as it normally should, and accelerates the degeneration of the body by toxic buildups. And oh, why are essential so important? And one of the reasons they're so important is that, what are the nutritional supplements? And this is something, essential nutrients, and there's basically six of them. And they are water, carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins, and minerals are the nutrients the body uses for the growth, maintenance, and repair of the tissues. From these six categories of nutrients, our bodies get all the building blocks to grow and maintain life and health. Now, I know we've all heard this information, but I feel it's very important again to kind of review and go back over it. And I think it's the reason we do the call, is that the knowledge and research that we hear about and people's experiments and how they've gotten great results, I think, is very important. But the nutrients can be divided into two categories, and this is something that I thought I really didn't understand as well as I thought I did. But that is a simple fact that nutrients can be divided into two categories. One is energy yielding, and those are carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. Those are the ones that produce energy within our bodies. The non-energy yielding nutrients, or essential nutrients, are water, vitamins, and minerals. The energy yielding nutrients are our primary food source. They provide the energy that every cell and every organ needs to function. Without continual replenishment of energy, you would quickly die. The amount of energy released by these nutrients is measured in calories. I'll say that again. The amount of energy released by these nutrients is measured in calories, a term with which everyone is familiar, and I know we're all familiar with calories. The body burns calories. In other words, it uses energy during exercise or just functioning the way that it does on a normal basis. People often think of calories as an element of the food, but actually they are the measure of energy provided by the food. Okay? When broken down in the body, a gram of carbohydrate provides the same amount of calories as a gram of protein. A gram of fat, however, provides more than twice as many calories as either carbohydrates or proteins. And I think that's so true here on our chart that Ruth has up, is that one of the things that we shouldn't have as much fats in some certain cases and situations, because there's basically more calories in fat than anything else. After a meal, if your body doesn't use all the food energy received to fuel metabolic and physical activities, it rearranges the excess nutrients into compounds such as body fat and stores them for use between meals. If you consume more energy than what you use between meals, okay, no matter from which of the three categories, I think that's very important, the three energy building nutrients, the result is an accumulation of body fat and an increase in weight. And I think that's pretty much important. You know, sometimes, I've said it, I know I've heard other people say it, that, you know, calories don't really count. You know, that there are diets out there that you can just go ahead and eat as much as you want or do whatever, a certain thing, the calories really aren't important. But what I'm finding is that the calories are basically nothing more than forms of energy, and if we don't burn up those calories that we're putting into our bodies, no matter whether it's from too much carbohydrates or too much fat, or too much protein in our diets, that it is going to turn to body fat and we're going to have a problem losing weight. And I found that to be true with me, in particular carbohydrates. When I cut back on my carbohydrate intake, I started to lose some weight. We know that water is the most important nutrient. We all know that if we don't have it, we're going to die very shortly. Food we can go with for quite some time without having it. So water, but what is the most important kind of water to have? Of course, it's the pure, clean water without contamination is necessary every day. Again, thankful to Nikin for our waterfall and our sports bottles that we have this opportunity to utilize those particular products are getting the best water that we can get into our body. Vitamin and minerals, as an example. What are vitamin minerals? That's the other two nutrients. Well, vitamins are vital to life, but do not yield energy. They help the body break down energy-yielding nutrients and extract usable energy from them. They serve as helpers, making possible the process by which the other nutrients are digested, absorbed, and metabolized. Minerals are inorganic elements that the body needs in small amounts, and like vitamins, they play a very important role in many body functions. Vitamin and minerals are the nutrients most lacking in our diet. Both are either removed or destroyed in the food processing, by the way we process our foods, our refined products, all the things we can get to the grocery store nowadays where you go in and all you got to do is warm them up, just throw them in the oven, throw them in the microwave, do whatever, just warm them up and they're all ready to eat. And basically those are the problems that we have, why we have the subclinical malnutrition. that we have so much in today's society is because that's pretty much the way that people are eating. One of the other things, we know that synthetic vitamins and minerals have a limited effect on the body. And we all know what synthetic supplements are. Those are basically pretty much chemicals and things that are not made from natural products. And they found this to be true in regards to x-rays that they have taken, that they've actually, of the colon, that they've actually been able to see vitamins and minerals, vitamin pills and mineral pills that have actually not been absorbed within the body. And by the time they get to the end of the colon, they can't be absorbed because of the putrefied water that's there, and that creates some particular problems. And I know Ruth happened to talk about that one day, about this, our body needs water, and we're dehydrated, that the place it's going to get it is from that putrefied waste water that's within our bodies. They also know that people that have these, what they call porta potties or honey buckets or whatever, that when they go to clean them out, they've of course found some, a lot of, vitamins and mineral tablets that have not been absorbed into the body. Now the most bioavailable supplements are those derived from natural plant sources, fruits, vegetables, herbs, and the like. Now we know this to be true, and one of the reasons I'm excited about the new essential pack that's coming out is every one of those particular vitamins or minerals or items that we're talking about all come from natural particular products. And I think that's very important, and I think that a lot of people just don't understand nutrition and how it's so important basically to our bodies. Let's talk about the carbohydrates. About approximately 60% of the calories in our diets come from carbohydrates. There's different types of carbohydrates. There's simple carbohydrates, there's starches, and the starches ones come from of course, wheat, rice, corn, millet, rice, barley. There's a third major source of starches, and those are tubers such as potatoes and yams. And the starches, and basically being a diabetic that I am, if I eat a starch, I can literally blow my blood sugars doggone high, even with regards to pasta. So I try to stay away from as much starch as I possibly can. Now, we all know that we need protein, and that's the other one of the essential ones, because of the amino acids for the growth to build muscles. The other thing that we also know about amino acids, that there are protein is in all natural foods, grains, beans, nuts, seeds, and vegetables. The only foods that lack it are the processed and refined foods. And I think that's one of the reasons, again, that people that eat a lot of junk food or do whatever, or not eating the proper foods, are having the problem. Now, one of the things that I got excited about was dietary fats. And it says that dietary fats is an important part of our diet. Now, we know that we need fat in our bodies to absorb, I think it's the vitamins A, D, E, and K, which are all lipid components of vegetables and animal foods. So that foods rich in fat are meat, chicken, fish, dairy, eggs, nuts, and seeds. And vegetable oils are derived from basically what? Nuts and seeds. We also know that the fatty acids there's basically three of them. There's saturated fat, monounsaturated fats, and polyunsaturated fats. Now, all naturally occurring fats and oils consist of a mixture of all three, and this is something that I didn't really realize, I guess, but there is no such thing as a natural occurring fat that is totally all saturated or 100% polyunsaturated. Even olive oil, which was considered, and I have always, as a monounsaturated oil, which is true, contained both saturated and polyunsaturated fat. Beef fat, in other words, which is considered a saturated fat, actually contains, and this just blew my mind, 44% monounsaturated fat. Read that again. Beef fat, which is considered a saturated fat, actually contains 44% monounsaturated fat, as well as 4% polyunsaturated fat. Now listen to this about chicken. Chicken fat, which most of us think is saturated, actually contains only 31% saturated fat. It would be more accurate to describe the fat as chicken fat as monounsaturated, because it comprises 47% of monounsaturated fat. 22% is polyunsaturated. So we have come to think, I guess, in life that we think of proteins as meat. We think of, different things, that fats and oils as being monounsaturated or just or saturated or polyunsaturated, but there is no fat out there or no oil out there that doesn't have all three of those items in it. It's just that some are better, some have more than others. And I think that to be the fats we are nowadays are no different from the fats that basically are, they've come to find out that our ancestors ate. People have been eating fat, even saturated fat, for thousands of years without heart disease or hardening of the arteries. It's only been over the past century that fat consumption has become a problem. Listen to this. Studies show that we haven't increased our annual fat consumption. In fact, animal fat consumption has decreased while heart disease has increased. But the fats we eat nowadays are different than what our ancestors ate. And I so believe that to be true. And I know it's getting late, so that's kind of where I think I'm going to leave it today, other than the variety of spice of life. We've always heard that variety is the spice of life, so when we eat foods, the variety of foods that we eat should be very important to us. Our bodies require approximately 90 nutrients of amino acid, vitamin, fatty acids, and minerals. And minerals are also of importance. Consuming too much of one mineral may cause deficiencies in other minerals. As an example, zinc is a necessary mineral, but zinc reduces the availability of the body to absorb dietary copper. Another essential mineral is a mineral like eating zinc supplements or foods high in zinc, such as meat, will increase the copper intake. Symptoms associated with copper deficiencies include wrinkling skin, hernias, varicose veins, aneurysms, anemia, hypo and hypothyroidism, thank you, and learning disabilities, among others. So we kind of got to remember that certain things we put in our bodies can be beneficial, but too much of something can be not be good at all. And so that's why a diet filled with variety will enhance your enjoyment of natural, wholesome foods. And again, I am so thankful that Nikin has produced the vitamins and mineral supplements and other things for our body that basically come from natural items rather than synthetic. Does anybody have any questions or anything you'd like to add to what I discussed today?
Well, I can underscore what you said about the carbohydrates and the diabetes and that sort of thing. There's a diet that the Diabetic Association puts out for, you know, people that have diabetes, and they're trying to educate really uneducated people. I don't want to say everything is bad about what they said, but there is no way you can eat the number of carbs that they recommend and deplete yourself by eating so little fat. I found when I ate more fat, okay, oils, okay, and less carbs, my blood sugars dropped, and so did the weight.
Yep, I'm finding that to be very true.
Yeah, it's just fact. I don't know why it doesn't get out there. I wanted to say one thing the other day on Monday. This is about a fibrogen. It maybe I should do a call, except but I don't have time to put it together. But enzymes are different types, and they're used for digestion and breaking down stuff you eat. And so protease is an enzyme, and it breaks down protein. Well, there is an enzyme, and I think if you have somebody has fibromyalgia here, and there is an enzyme, and you want to write it down, serrapeptase. S-E-R-R-A-P-E-P-T, I can't spell, but you can Google it and learn about it. It is a fibrogen. It breaks down fibrin. Fibrin is what is the problem in fibromyalgia. Pain from fibrin. Fibrin is viewable in your actual blood. In black field microscopy, it looks like straw. It is what makes up scabs. It is what makes up scar tissue. And if you lack and your body can make serrapeptase, can make that enzyme. It's very labor intensive, and it would, you know, do something many more things before it does that, okay, in your body. So taking And you should, we should check, somebody should check the products to see if serrapeptase is one of the digestive enzymes that, that you have. Serrapeptase digests the celery fiber, okay? You eat celery, fibrogen, lots of fibrogen, you know, and you need serrapeptase to digest that fiber. The way, if you ever take that enzyme for medicinal reasons, you must take it absolutely away from food. Otherwise, it will digest the fiber in your food. So you take it in the middle of the night when you have, when you get up to use the bathroom, and you drink a glass of water with it, and it will help dissolve the scabs on atherosclerosis, scar tissue. Women that have C-sections often have to go back and they start building scar tissue, and it interferes with their ability to, you know, move muscle things. And you can digest the scar tissue, which is just fibrin, okay, by taking serrapeptase. Okay, so whoever it is that has fibromyalgia, if you haven't researched that, go start researching it.
Joan, could you spell that again for me, please?
Well, I don't spell, so it's spelled S-E-R-R-A, and sometimes it's written peptase, P-E-P-T-A-S-E. A-S-E means means it's an enzyme, okay? Serrapeptase, sometimes it's spelled serrapeptidase, T-I-D-A-C-E. But if you get the Sarah in your Google, it'll come up. And it's very inexpensive. If you buy, like, Doctor's Best is a brand where you get 40,000 units in one capsule for $15 and 90 capsules in the body, in the bottle. So we're talking 90 days. Okay, but you need to take it 3 hours away from food, either direction. Otherwise, your body will say, oh, good, we don't have to make any of this. The other wonderful thing about it is that it is like a catalyst to kick off the production of a variety of enzymes. There must be 500 enzymes that our body uses and makes, you know, protease and the one for carbohydrates. There's just three basic ones in digestive enzymes, okay? Something to digest the protein, something to digest the carbs, and something to digest the fats. And that's what most digestive enzymes have, and that's very helpful because your body doesn't have to do it. But serrapeptase will kick, it makes a cascade of, kicks off in your body, making all kinds of enzymes.
Well, I can see then why, if you're supposed to take it separate from your food, that's why it's not in the digestive, which I have on the screen, digestive complex.
Yeah, because you never get it into your bloodstream. See, you want it to be, you want it to function system-wide. If you're going to address scar tissue or fibromyalgia, and try not to go, if you go too wild on it, and I'm kind of like that, you know, I take more, you know, if a little's good, more is better, you know, that's not true. Your urine will become almost gelatin-like because of all the fibrin that is in it, all the digested fiber. So, you know, nobody would take that many. If you take one, you know, one in the middle of the night with a glass of water, it's a good beginning. If I had fibromyalgia, I would take two easily because there's no way, you know, people with real, real problems, you know, can take seven or eight, you know, but I wouldn't do that without a doc.
Okay, wow, thanks, Joan. Karen's not on here today as far as I know, not on the screen anyway.
Surely she has found out about this. I keep meaning to say something. Surely.
No, no, I haven't heard of it before. Nobody's mentioned this before to me.
It's an awesome
thing. But Ruth, I do see drop down number 3 on the list is P-E-P-T-I-D-A-S-E, which, Joan, didn't you say that's another word for it?
It's another, yeah.
Yeah, I think I need to have the Sarah before it.
Oh, yes, Sarah, for sure. Yeah, Pepsin means just Pepsin. That just means digestive. Okay?
Peptidase.
So, like, protease means digest protein. Okay? Amylase, there's a word for carbs that is amylase, because the ama part. Okay? We don't use that word for carbs anymore. And the fat one is, lipase. Lipase, right? Lipids? Lipase.
Yeah, it's on here. All these you're talking about are on here.
Yeah, and those are essential, and just lots and lots. Your body says, oh, thank God, we have to spend all of our energy making these enzymes, you know, to digest all this food that she's eating. It loves it when you give them digestive enzymes. But seropeptase, absolutely only in the middle of the night.
Okay, thanks, Joan. I agree. I think you ought to do a call on this one of these days. So, thank you, Monty. That was excellent.
Awesome, Monty.
As always.
I don't know. I just thought I needed to review those things a little bit this week because with this new essential pack coming out, I think it's real important that we actually better understand why the essential things that our bodies need and even the products like the water are so important.
Yeah. I was shocked by the unsaturated fat in meat. And I mean, I never heard of that. That's awesome.
Well, I never have either, and that's why when I read it, I thought to myself, crying out loud, particularly chicken, to realize that chicken is more monounsaturated, than 44% of that, I think,
47,
here, but the percentage is almost very high. It would almost, when you think of chicken now, you want to think monounsaturated, I guess. But we have so categorized certain things. Like when we think of protein, we think of meat, and so it's just another way, I guess, of better understanding what's really in the food that we eat. And I don't know why it's so important, and it's so true that basically foods we eat can definitely, sometimes we can eat to live or we can eat to degenerate and die. So
that's
just real important, and I'm so glad we're on this program, and the block charts and everything else are so helpful to each and every one of us. So.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody else have anything you'd like to say before we wrap?
Monty, what chapter was that in the Facebook that you were reading from?
I believe it was chapter 3, and that's the book called The Detox Book by Dr. Fife, and it's Eating May Be Hazardous to Your Health.
Thank you.
And when I kind of go through these chapters, I just try to pull out nuggets that I think are, unfortunately, that click with me, and there might be, that's why I think it's so important that, sometimes we read up on other things, too, because we get different information, which I think is important, or people pick up different nuggets than I would necessarily pick up.
That's why we have 5 different people for 5 different days, and invite others to come up with a topic and they can substitute in. So, thank you, guys. I've got to run.
Same here. Talk to you all Monday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Monty.